This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's been a lot of legislative back and forth around buprenorphine, a medication used to treat people with opioid use disorders. For many years, medication that contains it, like Suboxone, those things were heavily restricted. Because there is potential for abuse, for years, doctors who prescribed it had to get so-called X waivers. They had to first take a course and were then limited to 30 patients at once. The Trump administration lifted those restrictions last summer. The Biden administration reinstated them and now lifted them once again. Jason Peters reports on what this could mean for people in recovery in our region.
Buprenorphine binds to the same receptors in the brain as heroin and fentanyl, but it's what's called a partial agonist, meaning that it doesn't activate the receptors quite as much. It reduces withdrawal symptoms, and people often report that it makes them feel normal. That was true for Sean Waltman, better known as two-time WWE Hall of Famer X-Pac. Late in his career, X-Pac was struggling with addiction, and a friend gave him Suboxone to try.
And he gave me one of his Suboxone, and I couldn't believe it. It was like, you know, I felt normal. It relieved everything immediately.
The problem was, he couldn't find anybody to prescribe it to him.
I had moved from Florida to Philadelphia, and when I did that, you know, I no longer had my doctor. A couple times I went back to Florida to get my script filled and then, you know, came back. That's how important this stuff was to me.
Waltman says the travel was worth it for him.
You know, it helped me feel secure. And, you know, I knew I wasn't going to relapse or overdose while I was on it.
The Philadelphia Health Department estimates that 52,000 people who inject drugs live in the city. In June of 2020, fewer than 500 doctors in Philadelphia were prescribing buprenorphine. Now, most medical professionals in the area will be able to prescribe the drug to up to 30 patients.
Buprenorphine access is being extended to nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, and nurse midwives as well.
M. Holiday Davis is a program coordinator at Prevention Point Philadelphia, a health center that provides services for people living with addiction.
So this will increase access in rural communities where there are not a lot of physicians available. It'll probably make a big impact in emergency rooms where previously having to page the one or two providers that had an X waiver, now any ER doctor or nurse practitioner or PA will be able to prescribe, although there are still some additional training and waivers required.
Physicians prescribing medication with buprenorphine say that they are relieved it will be easier for patients to get prescriptions now. One of them is Dr. Ben Cochero, a Philadelphia-based physician focused on harm reduction and opioid addiction. He says the medication makes a huge difference in his patients' lives.
The fact that they're walking into my office under their own power, and the fact that I'm not reading their name on the obituary page, is a testament to its success. Buprenorphine saves lives. In the first year after buprenorphine prescription, overdose risk cut in half.
There are still a number of restrictions on buprenorphine, but advocates say this is a step in the right direction. Holiday Davis says so far it's not clear what the immediate impact of loosening the restrictions has been.
It's only been about a month, a little bit less than a month, 3 weeks or so. And honestly, throughout the pandemic, there has been a really high demand for MAT. So in our clinic, we haven't noticed any changes. I think that it will probably be more evident in the coming months as the healthcare system responds.
Moving forward, the Philadelphia Department of Public Health plans to offer buprenorphine in all city health centers, to support a buprenorphine mentorship program for newly trained clinicians, and to implement buprenorphine use at the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. For WHYY, I'm Jason Peters.